if anybody says, hey, that woman's taking advantage of you, and you go, you know what, I made a decision a long time to marry her, and my job is to be a good husband for her. She gets to decide what a good husband looks like. This has nothing to do with me except that I need to do my job. If she says I should be like this, well, I better sit down. I better figure out how to be like that. If Lisa says she needs more money, what's my job? Get her more money. Hopefully it's legal. If your wife's okay with being, you know, kind of, what's the right term, egalitarian, trying to get together and trying to have a meeting of the minds, I said, well, you're lucky. You're it's great. I said, enjoy it. No, that's okay. That's not a requirement. I'm grateful that sometimes you probably pull back and say, you know what, there's a lot more I want out of this, but I'm not going to make Jason's life miserable. And you go, thanks, I appreciate that. Because you usually could. So it's that simple. It says, a man's basic happiness and self-worth comes from taking care of his responsibilities and feeling like he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. I said, I don't have any idea. I said, I'm sure I could parrot what they say women feel like is their fulfillment. I said, you hear a lot of things from a lot of different people, so I think women have a lot of different ways to feel that's supposed to bring fulfillment. I don't know. So guys are pretty clear cut.
I just feel like I'm sitting
still this morning. I apologize.
Why?
Well, because you should have taken your pills. Well, I usually do. I feel badly for you. How about that? Does that sound better?
Yeah.
I just consolidated down, so I'm sorry. Oh, that reminds me. Still need to remember to get to the office and get that thing printed out.
You gotta go.
Yes, ma'am. I'm grateful for you.
They closed the thing on you.
I know.
That's so rude.
No, it's not rude. It's just, it needed to be done. And
never
mind. Oh, look at that 22 LI thing so we can figure out what the right gun is for you, Lee. I really like that SR-22. I think that one's probably the best, at least for the price point. And the fact that it doesn't have the problems, you know, the whole thing about I shoot it, and it doesn't have problems. You go, good. I think that would be the thing, that if it did have problems, Lisa would throw it into a drawer and act like she never looked. Yeah, I said, it's got to be just dog reliable, or else you won't touch it. So that's what I'm looking at, stuff like that. Things I know that are really important to Lisa. So, I'm used to dealing with a lot of interesting requirements, not specifically just from you, but, you know, in a lot of things, work and things like that. And that's kind of what I'm good at, taking into account a lot of different variables and making it work somehow. Not that it doesn't get frustrating, but it gets done. I hope God... I hope God weighs that in the balance. I hope he's not one of those kind of people where it says, oh, it doesn't matter what you do, it matters how you do it. That's what matters. And it's like, well, then I'm screwed. Says I could save the world 50 times over, and it wouldn't matter because I didn't dot my I's or something on some form. And you go, then you know what? I guess I'm not. You know, if that's the criteria, I'm not God material. I said, but yeah, would I rather be in the celestial kingdom? Yes. In spite of all that, you know, I'll be in charge of sewers or something. I'm sure every place needs sewers, right? That'll be my punishment. You'll have to do plumbing, something you really hate. And go, yep. That's probably about par for the course. Perfectly fine with that. Thank you for giving me the chance. You could have sent me to the celestial kingdom, which I probably deserve, but you are kind, so thank you. Says be demanding? Says never gonna be demanding. Says I don't think that's right. So that means I'll probably never be a decent executive either. For just saying, well, it's just not demanding enough. And you go, no, I'm not. Other people's job to whine and complain and say it's got to be this way or this way or this way. And that's my attitude about it. So I consider that whining and complaining. I feel like just getting it done is far more important than how it looks. Says, I'm happy with people who are concerned with how it looks. Says, I wish they'd get more involved, but they don't, so. So that's why you have to have contractors and stuff. You have to have people to do it right, and then you have to have whole different people to make it look good. You rarely find the two things together in one person. The first video I watched this morning was about this handyman, and he said, oh, stay away from those buy and flip houses. He said, most of them are just dolled up. He says, like he said, I was noticing they had taken this whole wall out to open up the space and to clean it up, make it look better. And he goes, I'm afraid to say they probably took out a load-bearing wall. This is because I can already see. He says, it's really, you know, only a trained eye can see it. But he says, see, look at that. It's dropped by about 3 inches right there. And he goes, give it about 5 years and that thing will be, the entire middle of the house is going to be caved in. This is because they were just trying to make it look good. They didn't consider what they were really doing. Just a good builder would have said, no, you got to buttress that. You can't just take that out. You actually have to put a beam in there, something. Yeah. It's doable, you know. It can be done, but you got to do it. You got to do it right. Yeah. And he said, yeah. He said, I can hardly do business with these people. I said, because they're so chintzy. They'll pay $1,000 for a bathtub, and they'll pay about 50 cents to have somebody install it. And he goes, so you are surrounded by all this beautiful stuff that's supposed to doll up the house so you can sell it for more. And he said, yeah. He's talking about this one house where he was doing a job. And he picked up all this garbage and he took it all away. And he went through it and he says, oh, wow. He says, this looks a lot different than when this got bought. He goes, because I was involved with this lady. Says, I won't do work for her anymore because she's horrible. She nickels and dimes to death. And you go, oh yeah, she's done a lot in here. Cleaned this place up, fixed it up. And she goes, now, all this stuff looks good. It says, but don't count on it working properly. You know, if you flush the toilet, don't be surprised if it goes all over the floor. She might not have even put in the plumbing. She just wants to look good. Anyway, so. And then he said, I went and looked at all the permits that got pulled to do all this renovation work. He said, none. No permits were pulled. She just did all this work without any inspections or anything. I was kind of like, God, I was kind of hoping I was going to do that. I said, but I'm not planning on turning around and selling the place. I'm planning on living in it. Yeah. Well, and he said the other big thing, which is also incredibly true, which is, he says, you know what? He says, honestly, everybody says that if you don't get the proper permits, if you don't do it right, that you won't be able to sell it. He goes, that's a lie. He says, it'll sell just fine. Says, nobody really checks. Your home inspector is nothing. You know, they're basically just there to establish value. He says, and if you have any problem with this or that, says, you just negotiating the price. So I said, yeah. He said, anybody that tells you that if you don't do it the right way, it's going to come back to haunt you, that's not true. It won't. He says, that's why flipping houses is so lucrative. He says, people just kind of take it on faith that everything was done right. And you go, it's not true. Now, the house that we bought, I mean, I know it doesn't seem cheap, but it really is. I mean, I shouldn't walk on this at all. That is like slick, slicker and slick. I apologize.
Okay. Come on.
So, yeah. Because our house is pretty basic. And when I got down there, I wasn't unhappy with the job they had done. I mean, it was cheap, but that's why I call it the hotel. The motel. So because it's just a, how cute can I make it look and still keep it as cheap as humanly possible?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah. I said, that's fine. I expect that.
Well,
luckily, most houses, it really doesn't matter.
I looked up feng shui yesterday.
Oh, my. The ancient art of, I don't know, arrangement?
Yeah, what color does it take?
Oh, God. Uh-huh. And what'd you come up with?
You know, a lot of things you're trying to tell you about.
Yeah. I figured that the front room would be really nice. It's almost a forest green.
The
a little darker. It's got a lot of light.
The painted room would be a blue or a purple of some kind.
I was going to tear down their wall.
I was going to tie them to.
Yeah?
And then Josh's room could be like a yellow or a beige.
Yeah?
And I want to do some kind of a purple or a pink. And I'm not sure if it's very good. But our bathroom should be blue and green. So it's kind of like robinette blue.
Do you want to go that way or this way? Okay.
I want to turn off that thing.
Oh, yeah. I want to get the sucker over with. Put it off of my plate.
I'm gonna put this dog in. But painting up the burgundy, and it's already as dark as it is in here, I would definitely need more window.
In your bedroom?
No, dining room.
Dining room. See, that's the problem. That's going to be the dark room. There's nothing to it.
That's why we need windows.
Oh, you mean the next house? This one? How on earth are you going to put a window? Oh, yeah, we can on the south side. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I apologize. That's a great idea. We can do that.
And then,
the stucco is already starting to come down anyway.
Because we've been cutting
cheap stucco,
stucco
job.
I'd like to repaint the house yellow.
The outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
And make the door like an eggplant circle.
Ooh, all right.
I think it'll go well with the purple that in the green and
yeah.
That bow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, we're needing to redo the whole exterior anyway. As soon as the stucco job starts falling off a little bit more, which it will, it's already starting to around the stupid chimney. So, yeah, we need to find some plumber that's willing to do our gas lines for us, maybe get a little cheaper. I know, but I'd like to get one a little less. And do it right, but do it well. And we could stub in everything everywhere, you know. Go ahead and do the gas water heater, the gas dryer.
And the gas fireplace.
And the gas fireplace for you. You know what I want to do?
Huh.
Along with stretching out the pantry, making that second room into a pantry off of the kitchen, off of the old dining room, I think I want to put the washer and dryer in there. In a little corner or its own little alcove. I want to bring it into the formal part of the house so that we can work with it. Otherwise, we're going to be stretching a gas line out to Hades. Hi! Ah, Gretchen doesn't get here till later, huh? A little early. Okay. Thanks. All right. Adam's ready to go. Good. Trying to figure out our vehicle. But it shouldn't take very long at all. But she didn't come in until 8, so hang out, have fun. Do you want to come upstairs where there's couches and such? Sure. We have students that camp up there. You should too. It's, yeah. I'm going to print out tax form for one of my kids. Yeah, I'm still working on it. Well, it doesn't look like I'm working on it. There's all kinds of chairs. There's some over there, too. Anyway, I'll be ready soon, I think, maybe. Yeah, I would have been trying to hit some building. I think they built the admin building before they were really invested in indoor plumbing around here. Let me go to the bathroom. It's like, ooh, this isn't designed very well. That was bathroom going to the bathroom was not considered a fantastic, amazing thing that it should be.
Yeah?
Should I save that one? I do too. Here. Oh, like what you see? Oh, it's over Liaoying, China? I imagine you get that night sky about anywhere. I mean, it's the sky for Pete's sake.
There's a picture from the temple.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Have that whole thing going? But you have to do the real big time exposure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those colors sound great, Lee. Okay. You can just spill it out. IRS. 1040 uniform. Not hard at all to do. You just gotta have it. I think we only need the first page. We've already got the address that we need. But just need page one. Yes. You've already got it. All you have to do is fill out this one little bit, the payment voucher, detach it, stick it in the envelope with the rest of his stuff, and send it. That's it.
Yeah.
All's got to be done. Don't have to staple to nothing.
Yeah.
At least that's what it said. I'm just going to take it on faith that that's what they mean. Ta-da! That's right. Uh-huh. We've got rules. Anyway, so. Okay. Chromebook. Yeah, sure. There's instructions at the top. You know, if they don't say, then it must not mean much to them. So, anyway. Oops, that's not the right one. Why am I going to make it? Okay. Yeah. So what do you think of the idea of taking that second bedroom and turning it into
moving everything from the old dining room into that room so you can have that full thing for the kitchen, and we'll just redo the kitchen with the bigger screen. Do you think that'll be okay? I don't know how that's going to mess with your color scheme. And then I was going to go ahead and put the washer and the dryer there, more central to water. We're throwing water all over creation, and we can put it right there. Have part of the pantry and the other part of it be washing and drying. We don't have to. It works where it is. Sort of. Not really. Anyway. I love you. Okay. They are? Oh, did I lock the door back again? I don't know either. Well, I guess I'm taking this laptop with me. For lack of anything else to do. Okay, I'm going to turn off this thing.